President Yoweri Museveni has received criticism after bluntly telling citizens struggling with soaring fuel prices to stay at home if they cannot afford to run their vehicles, a statement many are calling out of touch with the daily realities of ordinary Ugandans. Speaking at the Africa We Build conference in Nairobi, Kenya, Museveni dismissed concerns over rising petrol and diesel costs, arguing that much of the fuel is used for non-essential activities such as leisure trips and drinking. Museveni appeared more concerned about aviation fuel shortages, warning that disruption in jet fuel supply threatened tourism and international trade. Museveni speaking.
People are driving on the road. If the fuel is expensive, don't travel, stay at home. What are you, where are you going? I'm not really worried about you. What I was worried about was jet fuel. Because jet fuel is not only just for travel, it is for tourism. If the cost of the jet fuel is very expensive, the tourists will not come. It is for air export, because the aircrafts also export. So that's why I had to disturb this Excellency Ruto that the governments need to keep a voice in the pipeline. The governments of Kenya, government of Uganda must keep a voice in the pipeline, mainly because for the jet fuel. People are going for nightclubs, what, I don't care. So.
However, boda-boda riders in Kase Town, including Mukovi Baluku and Simon Kiz of Katodova and Golden Stage, as well as Jafari Kigutia, chairperson LC1 for Basecamp Lower Cell in Kasese Municipality, described the president's remarks as an affair, especially when the country is grappling with economic hardships. Mukobi, Kiz and Kigutia speaking. A mean survey conducted by our reporter this afternoon discovered that drivers and riders were overwhelming a few petrol stations filled with fuel. The government has